Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Gary Klein's Seeing What Others Don't, a book that totally rewired how I think about thinking. Sophie, you've been excited about this one. So what's the big idea?
Oh, I'm thrilled. So Klein is a cognitive psychologist who spent decades studying how people make decisions under pressure, like firefighters and doctors. And he found that the biggest breakthroughs don't come from methodical analysis. They come from sudden flashes of insight, those aha moments when you see what everyone else missed.
Right? And we usually treat those moments as mysterious, like they just strike out of nowhere.
Exactly. But Klein's argument is that they follow predictable patterns. He maps out 5 distinct pathways that lead to insight, and once you know them, you can start cultivating them.
Okay, so let's walk through these pathways. What's the first one?
The first is called connections. It happens when you link together pieces of information that seemed totally unrelated before. The classic example is Archimedes in the bathtub, realizing water displacement could measure the crown's volume.
And that's not just ancient history. A doctor might connect a patient's weird symptoms to a rare disease they read about years ago.
Right.
Or a mechanic hears an odd engine sound and links it to a problem from a totally different car. These connections feel like magic, but they're actually your brain working below conscious awareness, assembling fragments into new patterns.
So what's the second pathway?
Coincidence detection. That's when you notice 2 events keep happening together, and that sparks a deeper understanding. Klein tells the story of a nurse who noticed patients on a ward kept getting infections on the same day each week. She traced it to a cleaning solution, used only on Fridays.
That's wild. And the key is paying attention to patterns that seem insignificant, then asking why they're happening.
Exactly.
Most people would brush that off as random, but she saw a causal relationship.
Okay, so what's number 3?
Curiosity-driven discovery. This happens when you run into something that puzzles you, something that doesn't fit your mental model, and instead of ignoring it, you chase it down.
There's a great example in the book about a researcher who saw cells behaving strangely in a petri dish. She didn't just call it contamination. She followed her curiosity and ended up discovering a new type of cellular communication that mattered for cancer treatment.
That willingness to be puzzled, to admit, "I don't get this," that's essential. Too often we explain away anomalies instead of investigating.
So what's the fourth one? I feel like this one hits close to home.
Contradiction. That's when you find evidence that directly challenges something you deeply believe. Klein says contradictions are super powerful triggers because they force you to confront being wrong.
He shares this story about a financial analyst who thought a company was a safe bet. Then it collapsed, and he had to re-examine his assumptions. That's when he realized he'd been ignoring warning signs because they clashed with his narrative.
It's uncomfortable, but that pain is a doorway to deeper understanding.
And the fifth pathway? This one sounds dramatic.
Creative desperation. That's when you're totally stuck, all the usual methods have failed, and you have no choice but to try something completely different. Klein tells the story of a rescue team trying to save trapped miners. Nothing worked, but in a moment of desperation, one person suggested something that sounded absurd, and it saved them.
So desperation can actually force you out of your mental ruts.
Yes, and that's a key point. Insight doesn't just happen. It depends on what Klein calls the insight engine, which has 3 parts.
What are those?
First, you need a rich knowledge base. You can't have insights about something you know nothing about. Second, you have to be willing to question your own assumptions. And third, you need to notice anomalies and contradictions. When all 3 come together, insights become possible.
That makes sense. But why are insights so rare if they're so valuable?
Because our minds are built for efficiency, not insight. We rely on mental models, which are simplified versions of reality that help us make quick decisions. But those same models blind us to anything that doesn't fit. Klein calls it the curse of knowledge.
Yeah, there's that firefighter story that really got me. He suddenly realized the fire wasn't behaving normally, so he ordered his crew out. And moments later, the floor collapsed. but when they asked how he knew, he couldn't explain it. He just had a feeling.
And Klein shows that feeling was his brain detecting subtle patterns his conscious mind hadn't caught yet. That's intuition, and it's not mystical. It's your brain processing tons of information below awareness.
So how do we learn to trust our hunches?
Klein says pay attention to feelings of unease, look for patterns that seem off, and always be ready to change your mind when the evidence demands it.
And he's pretty critical of our whole data-obsessed culture, isn't he?
He is.
He says data is valuable, but it can be a trap. When we focus too much on metrics, we ignore anything that can't be measured. We miss the anomalies and contradictions. Insight needs a different kind of thinking, open, curious, and comfortable with uncertainty.
And there's also an emotional side to insight, right?
Absolutely. Insights come with strong emotions, from the thrill of discovery to the discomfort of being wrong. Those feelings aren't distractions. They're signals that something important is happening.
So the good news is insights aren't just for geniuses. We can actually cultivate them.
Yes, and that's the most empowering part. Klein says you can train yourself by exposing yourself to diverse experiences, seeking out contradictions, and creating space for reflection.
And if you're a leader, you can build a culture that fosters insight by rewarding curiosity over certainty.
Exactly. He warns against overconfidence, because when you think you understand everything, you stop looking for new information. The most insightful people stay humble, knowing their knowledge is always incomplete.
I think the message that really stuck with me is that analysis is only half the story. We need insight too, to make connections and see when our models are wrong.
And for anyone who wants to dive deeper into Klein's ideas or explore more books like this, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So we should all start looking for those anomalies and contradictions in our own lives.
Yes. And remember, insight isn't a rare gift. It's a skill you can build, one curious question at a time. We'll see you in the next one.